And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's why we do the podcast.
Let's go.
Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
It's like the Gladys Knight and the Pips, like AI version. That was wild. I like that.
That's awesome.
I enjoyed it. Hey, our guest this week is Steve Warner. You know him as an artist singing, but he's also an artist painting as well. And he has a, it's called The Flip Side. And this is going to, where is this going to be at?
It's at Mott Haven. It's
Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Yep, suburb of Nashville, Hendersonville, Tennessee. It's kind of, if you know the area, it's kind of between Rivergate and right outside Rivergate, really. So it's kind of Goodlettsville, but they say Hendersonville, but
is Rivergate still around? I thought they tore it down.
It's blown up.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Not much.
I think they're going to put a whole new thing there. Like
I think so, but there's parts, little parts are still there. It's still a Guitar Center, and there's a Chick-fil-A.
You can't get rid of Chick-fil-A or Guitar Center.
No, they're not going anywhere.
That's going to be the last thing that's left on this planet. It's going to be a Guitar Center.
Keith Richards, Guitar Center, and Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. You know, I remember when you were on the podcast last time, or interview, I forget when it was.
It was on the show.
When Clint Black called in and talked about his book?
Yeah. Oh, Clint. Enough about you. Let's talk about me. He was just talking about, I didn't realize that, like, I mean, I knew that, you know, you paint and that kind of stuff. I didn't know you paint, though. A lot of people go like
not painting rooms and things like Clint Black.
Like he alluded to. Yeah.
No, he always does that.
It's a good joke. It's art. Crazy. It's a good line. Watercolors and.
Yeah, there's about, in this show out there at Mott Haven, it goes through July 26, by the way. It all comes down July 26, but there's 61 pieces of art out there.
Oh, wow.
And it's all, the whole places, it's a one-man show, so it's 61 of them. But there's watercolors.
61 pieces of yours?
Yeah, all my stuff. And it's watercolors, and then there's some oils. And
you had told
large abstract.
You showed me some of your art on your phone. And you were like, yeah, look at these paintings and all this. There's some stuff in here. I'm looking at the little book that that they created.
Yep.
Dude, there's some stuff in here I wish you'd have shown me the first time. Like, I'm like, this is amazing.
Thank you,
man. Do you sell your stuff?
There's about 3/4 of the stuff on displays for sale. The rest is not. There's a couple pieces that are on loan that people own and they're mine.
Those are the NFSs?
Yes, exactly. And they're not for sale. But most of it is. About 3/4 is for sale.
So. You know, Garrett on the show here, he's an artist.
Oh, I know. We talked last time I was here.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. We talked.
Yeah, you can't see.
Where is
he?
He's in his own world. He showed me some of his stuff.
Hi, Garrett.
I still got a long ways to go before I reach that level.
Yeah, I saw you some of your stuff. It's great.
There's the...
Oh, thank you, Bubba.
So do you guys? So I can't draw. I was always envious of guys who could doodle in school and stuff. Is that a completely different talent? Being able to doodle and then paint.
You took me back to grade school when you said that. Yeah, they are very very connected. But I remember being in so much trouble in school because I would draw all over my books down the edges and
the Van Halen logo.
The Van Halen logo.
Well, I'm older than that, but yeah, I did that.
Look, it's the Beach Boys logo.
The Beatles.
The Beatles. There
you go. There's that Rolling Stones tongue thing.
There you're talking. But
well, do you remember the first time like you were like you sat down in front of a blank canvas and had like real paints and like. Did something?
Oh, yeah. But I did watercolors for so long up until COVID. I never really painted
on
canvas.
Man, tell me,
what
are watercolors?
Well, it's the little kits that you get, you know, that has a little basic little kit that's got all the primary colors. And it's to me, it's the hardest of all of it, really. I mean, I think it's even...
You just wet the brush touch the paint?
You start out sketching, usually sketch out what you want to paint, and then you wet the paper. And then you just go in.
If you mess up, can you fix it?
That's why I'm saying it's harder than you mess up, you throw away that beautiful $25 piece of paper
canvas.
You just bought. You know, so it's a watercolor paper that the stuff I use now is like really it's pretty rigid. You know, and it's made for that, but
it's made for serious artists.
Well, I wasn't, but you know, you mess it up. You go, oh, there's $25 or $30 down the drain. So
what's the high end name of brushes? Is there a hierarchy?
Do you have a preference?
I like a Princeton. That's a real nice brush. They make great. But you know, you look at these brushes and you go, oh my gosh, $100 for this big wide.
Seriously.
You know, I mean, they get 40, you know, 60. They're expensive, these brushes. I usually keep a collection of junky little chip brushes I buy at Home Depot or something. I use a lot of those.
Really?
For what, it depends on what it is.
Now, when
like
you're doing a roller, is it a quarter-inch nap? Yeah. Or what are we talking about here?
A roller. I get my rollers at Lowe's. Garrett, what chip brushes?
What do you use? What brushes do you use?
Winsor & Newton.
There you go.
Or
yeah, those
Faber Castell.
I feel like I'm talking to like...
I just use the cheap stuff.
It sounds like a cigar talk to me.
It is, yeah. It's kind of a...
It's very...
It's inside baseball stuff, but...
For sure.
I like... I got my... You know, I know you'll agree. You can't have enough brushes. They're everywhere out there in my
You know, actually, studio, I think that so. You guys would get along really great, you and Garrett, because he noodles he noodles on guitar. Like, I'll walk in and he's sitting here playing guitar, and I'm like, what?
Please do it's not. That,
do you play guitar?
Do not even put me in the same sentence as Steve Warner.
I didn't say that you were a certified guitar player. I didn't say you were a CGP.
He's certified. I'll tell you that. I just think that
you guys have a lot of the same passions. I'm like, you know, y'all should be having this conversation like a lot.
Y'all, let me say, I love you guys.
You need to take him under your wing. You guys need to go on a road trip. I would watch that show.
Can I tell you guys, you made me think of this. This is a true story. Happened about 2 weeks ago. I've been going into this art store, my favorite store. I buy a lot of stuff and been going in there for years into the store. And this lady in there that manages, she knows me because she knows my brother more than me. But I've been I always say, hey, well, you got any of the Blue Ridge paints or you whatever, you know, oils? And so a while back I was in there, I went in to tell her about my Monthaven show. And then she goes, hey, Brandon, your name came up the other day. And I go, really? And she goes, they said you do music.
Oh, she didn't know?
And I go, yeah, I do music. Yeah. Isn't that great? I made my freaking year.
That's
amazing. She goes, you do music. I didn't know that.
Did she actually know? Like, did she dive into some of the songs?
No, I got out of there as quickly as I could.
Oh, what?
Do you wish that you'd gone on the other way and, like, not done the music?
No, I mean, you know, I love art, but I mean, when I was in high school, I went and looked at Ball State University. That was kind of my plan to study art over there where David Letterman went to school in Indiana. But I wound up about 3 months later, I met Dottie West and she said, hey, can you go on the road? She heard me playing in a club in Indianapolis.
And you were a kid at the
time. Yeah, I was a senior in high school. And she said, I need our bass players leaving. Can you go on the road? And I go, Dottie, I'm a senior in high school. Yeah. And she goes, oh, well, I probably looked 10, you know, at that time. So I've worked it. I did take off on the road. I did graduate, but it was a challenge. That half a credit mandatory second. But I left at my semester break and went on the road.
You were painting then?
Yeah, I was painting then. Yeah, I was definitely doing art. My plan was to go to art school and maybe, who knows, what field of art, but
did you?
But my joke was always this art thing got in the way of my music career, or this music thing got in the way of Mark.
You had a joke and you screwed it up.
Yeah, I know.
That's the worst.
You should tell it more.
I hate that. Yeah.
Did you take some time off because music became such an all-encompassing thing? Did you stop painting? Did you stop doing art for a while?
No, when I was on the road, I would just, you know, like I remember in London once playing with Dottie, and I just was fascinated because that was my first time to England, first time on an airplane actually. But I remember going around London and just taking pictures to paint, you know, because I was like, oh my gosh, I got to paint that.
Well, let me ask you. I see some of these like famous paintings, like the Mona Lisa.
Oh yeah,
and I'm kind of like, yeah. I mean, it's fine. It's not bad, but I don't know why people stand in line. I don't get why
What is it?
I stood in line, and I'm still not sure that it was the real one.
Yeah, that's the thing. You just don't know.
You go to these places like the Louvre or the museums like in New York City or L.A. or whatever, and you're like, I don't know if that's the real one or not. Should I? I mean, I could look at a picture of it on the internet and without having to wait in line.
You have to think about the paintings in the time that they were.
You know, that's amazing, Garrett, right there, because you think about it, y'all. They didn't run down to Jerry's Artorama and get stuff. They were making their own paint.
So that paint's coming from like horse tail and... Or whatever.
Brushes were for sure.
Crushing flowers to make berries, certain pigment.
And, yeah. I mean, it's amazing how they did it. That's true. And they were doing it like in the 16th century or something like that. And you go, oh my God, look at that. You know, if you know how they got there, they don't buy a canvas somewhere and start painting. You know, they're making everything.
Well, that's why they reused canvases, because if I'm not mistaken, they use X-ray, some kind of thing, and they can look behind like all the Da Vinci paintings and go, look, there's seven other paintings behind it.
Is that right?
Yeah, they can do that. They can look. Yeah, the technology now, they can see what's underneath.
Well, also, Da Vinci was a genius beyond painting, too. He invented the tank. Before
the helicopter.
Helicopters,
that was even a thought in anyone's brain.
He was on another level.
He was a time traveler, though. I mean,
genius.
For sure, a time traveler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fascinating reading about all those masters. I mean, you know,
I like the stories. What's the guy, like, all his stuff? Like, it's like Salvador Dali,
where everything's melted.
Who's the one who has like stairs Salvador that seems Dali. Like they go into weird?
That would be Dali.
That's okay.
I thought you were going to say Bob Ross.
I didn't know anything about Bob Ross until he died, and then all this stuff came out. I never watched.
It's a lot of happy trees, man.
I tell my wife, she'll come across that channel sometimes, and she'll go, "Let's watch this." And I go, "You know, I would," and I do respect what he, you know, but it's like singing the same song over and over and over. Right
how
there.
Dumbed
and
down? How dumbed down is that?
I mean, he's good though. You have to respect it. But yeah, I know what you mean. But he's just totally an instructor, you know.
But is it so overly simplified for the rest of us? Like I've watched him do time lapse paintings, and I just get kind of blown away because. You do the background first. The way my brain thinks is if I'm going to draw a person, I'm going to start with the head and then throw in the face. And then I'll go to the next thing, the neck and the arms and
the
shoulders.
It's a vision of seeing where it's going to go, not where it's right now.
Y'all do
it
backwards, and it blows my mind.
Hey, what do you think about Garth going back out on stage?
How about that? I can't wait to talk. I texted him a couple of days ago, and I said, I need to talk to you about this stuff. Yeah. Coming up and about England. I saw the pictures of Hyde Park, and man, it looked great. I'm anxious to hear back and ask him. He's got to do it, man. That's what he does. I love it.
I mean no criticism, but I'm going to say this to you because you're his friend. Please get him to put his stuff on all the streaming platforms.
I know it.
My son does not, because I don't have a CD player anymore, I don't have a way to stream his stuff. My son does not know the Garth catalog.
That's the thing right there.
There's
you're right about
a whole
that.
Generation or two.
That's missing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
Can you text him? Can you text him right now?
I left my phone in the car.
I know you can't say anything right now or anything like that.
I could call him.
Hello. Hey, Big D and Bubba. I mean, Bubba, not Big D.
You can
Bubba.
Blame me. You can totally blame me. I'm fine.
It'll go to the user has not set up their phone yet.
The voice mailbox is full. So is this your first, like, big?
First one-man show, yeah. It's
really?
It's my first one-man this big of a show. I've done, 10 years ago or so, I was part of a three-man show at Tennessee State Museum. I had 26 pieces of art in that, and that was huge to me. I mean,
where do you keep all these?
Do
you have like a warehouse?
Or? I have a where I paint is my pool house, which I don't really use for the pool much anymore, but there's paintings everywhere out there. I've got a cabinet thing that's, or like a shelf that's, there's a bunch of paintings there, and then there's
just
I have some upstairs in our spare room. They're kind of like guitars. They're everywhere, really. Yeah.
How many guitars do you think you have?
Probably, I don't know, probably right now I'm about 80-something probably.
More guitars or more paintings
guitars,
later on?
Guitars probably, yeah.
You have more guitars than Vince?
Yeah, yeah. But then Vince? No, probably not. I'm not. He's got more. He's more of a serious collector than I am. I do have a collection of Strats and a collection of Blackguard Tellies and a few things, but Vince has got acoustics. All he's got an incredible collection. And
did you lose anything in the flood?
No,
what is it, a decade plus ago,
2010.
A lot of people.
I did not, because a lot of people did. Vince,
Keith,
Keith and Brad. I mean, yeah. I talked to all those guys right when it happened. I talked to everybody. My son, who plays with Hart. You know, we talked about that before. Ryan plays guitar with Hart, and Nancy Wilson. He lost his locker as they go back from the river at soundcheck, where it used to be. From the river, it goes 222 back, and Ryan's was right next to Vince's. They were side by side, and Ryan lost about $40,000 worth of stuff, which is nothing compared to those other guys we mentioned. But I've helped him. I have a locker at SIR. The advantage to being an old guy is that my stuff, I've had a locker at SIR for years, and that's my stuff, so all over there, which is far from the river. But I went down with Ryan, and we just dumped out old vintage deluxe amps, mud out of them.
Oh.
It's just heartbreaking. And there was one amp that Ryan had in there that was a Red Marshall that he from the 70s that he bought in England, from England. And he was worried about everything else. But that one Marshall, those red ones, the head is they're rare, and worth a lot of money. And he was worried about that was his baby. And we opened that up, big sign there. It said, "Watch for snakes," you know, because it just smelled,
inside of the
stuff. Oh yeah, inside everything. Watch for snakes everywhere. And so we were in masks and mud and boots and gloves, and we opened it up, and that one red Marshall amp was sitting about 7 inches above the water line.
Wow.
On another amp. It was spared. The only one that was spared was the one he was praying would be spared. So he did good.
Do you do what do you call it when you hire someone to paint for you? What do you call that?
Commission.
Do you do that?
I've done it before. I don't do it much, but I've done it a couple times.
Yeah.
I did a commission. The CMA commissioned me a few years ago to do a watercolor for Joe Walker. Met her when she retired from the CMA.
Okay.
And I did a watercolor for her. I gave it to her, but they commissioned me to do that. And that was cool. And she liked it a lot. Every time I saw her, she would bring it up, you know, and I loved her.
Do you feel that, do you struggle have an issue with like, they just say they like my stuff because they like me as an artist, musician?
Well, that's part of the celebrity art. That's a little genre called celebrity art. And there's some celebrity artists that talk about that, like John Mellencamp, you know.
Bush?
Yeah, George Bush. And what's his name?
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett. Tony will talk about it big time. I love hearing him talk. Yeah. He goes, I want him to buy my art for my art. And I feel this way. I want to feel like I'm a legitimate artist. I studied art for years. I know art, you know, and that's what he said. So
if I had never known who you were and I was just looking at the art at a gallery, I would not go, this was painted by a guy who can play the heck out of a guitar.
See, that's what I want right there. You don't want somebody to go, I'm buying this because it's so-and-so.
Yeah.
The art's cool, but I'm doing it because
Of the weekend.
You would do like
exactly.
You could do like a ghost name. You know, you sign.
Does that. Tony Bennett signs Antonio Benedetto is what he signs. His art.
Cool. Is there a certain type of painting that you like to do, like landscape more than abstract, or
you know what? It's like music. Yeah, it's like music when I record or write a song. It's what side of the bed I get up on, I think, you know.
I feel like
an abstract today.
How much pot do you have to smoke?
A lot. I mean, a lot. No, I don't do that.
See, that's how you get hip, man. You got to tell people everybody
always told me I should do that or rob banks or do something. You're too boring.
Do you only need one earphone? Have you taken an ear off like Van Gogh?
You know, like, I haven't done that yet.
Oh, dude, I just got to the prices. I just got to the prices.
Yeah, I was looking at the one
the
that
prices are the best.
Don't get into that. No, don't get into that. Oh,
that is so fun, though.
Don't get into
no,
that.
No, listen, here's there one. Some for, that this are is $24? $24?
I'll pay you to take it.
Man, these are gorgeous. These are so great. All right, so
thank you, man.
If you want to. If you want to be a part of this and go see it, how long is it going on now, or it starts up on the 26th?
No, it started on June 21st.
It ends on the 26th.
And it ends on the July 26th. It ends.
So
it's
time
gone.
Is ticking.
It's over. Yep, it's gone after
I'm
June
gonna, I'm gonna
July
go.
26th.
I've never been to the Monhaven Cultural Center.
Oh.
And, you know, it's not something I go by often, but I'm going to go out of my way now that I know this is. And I know we talked about it the last time you were in, but I forgot about what the dates were.
Yes.
Now that
yes.
I know that
I
it is.
And I should have. At y'all,
well, you were supposed to.
I mean,
well, Bubba, he was high on pot.
Yeah, whatever.
High on paint fumes.
Garrett, do you have any questions for?
I'm planning on going.
Oh, please, yeah, man.
Obviously, you're not going to be there every day. Is there a day that you're going to be there that I can plan to go?
I'm leaving. Okay, I'm getting personal here, but I'm leaving. I'll be gone 13th through 20th. And when I get back after the 20th through 26th, I'm not sure, but I know I'll be out there that 21st to 26th, I'll be out there. So I'll be out there a lot probably because it's the last run of it. And yeah, man, I'd love to be there when you come, Garrett. I'd love to walk through with you. But I'll say this, my curator out there, Ruth Chase, and she's brilliant. I have to give her a shout out. And those guys at Monhaven, the way they place it in groupings and the way it's on the walls is spectacular, and I have to tip my hat to them.
Is it done like according to time, or is it done according to styles, or how do they do it?
Great question. They do it in groupings. Like one room is like abstracts, large abstracts, and another room is kind of medium landscape style abstracts, more on the landscapey abstract side. Then there's a room of more personal, like story. They call them like stories or personal, and that's like stuff I did of watercolor of my dad when he was, you know, young guy in the 60s playing music.
Oh,
it was watercolor.
Cool.
What's the name of that one?
It's in the book.
Yeah, it's in the book.
It's called Happy New Year, Dad.
Okay.
And then there's one of my mother. I found an old black and white photo of my mom standing in front of a 36 Ford, I think. And you can see clothes on the clothesline in the back and when she was about 14. And I did a painting of that. And that's in the show.
I don't have it in front of me, but I saw the one with the old Mustang down on
the
bottom.
Yeah, that's called Glorious Day in Berkeley. I was in Berkeley, California 4 or 5 years ago, turned the corner in this beautiful southwest-looking adobe almost house. The colors were just brilliant. And so I go, okay, I'm painting that. So
Garrett, do you do that too? Do you walk around like Steve does and just look at things and go, I have to paint that?
For me, I have a hard time finding reference for things, like reference images that I can go off of when I'm drawing.
Yep, yep.
And I just fall into this terrible artist block, and I never know what to paint. I sit down and I never know what to paint, and it drives me crazy.
Yeah, it does. I know what you mean.
So sometimes you do got to go on a walk and just find something.
That's the fun thing, though, and I'm grateful about this. That's the thing that where I tie in what I do. So like I'm in California or I'm in Japan or somewhere, so I go. There's one painting, it's called Masawa. It's a large abstract, and
it can be yours for $15,000.
Shut up, whatever. Shut up.
He'll make you a deal.
Today and today only.
Well, everything's got to go. But there are only two more days.
Go.
My wife said, if you want more guitars, you got to get rid of these paintings.
If you don't buy it, it's going to end up at Guitar Center.
Call before midnight. Where was I before you guys?
We were talking about the inspiration of walking around.
Oh, it's Masawa. So I was in this. We were doing a USO tour. You guys are not. But we were doing a USO tour in the late 80s, early 90s. And I was – one of the cities we were playing was in northern – up north of Japan. And it was Masawa. And that's where that painting is the inspiration. But there's others. But that's the beauty of my point was of traveling so much that I go, I'm in – Navajo Nation, you know, I'm playing there. Look at that. So I just snap pictures. Being in all these places, it really is cool to get to.
By the way, if you're ever back that way again,
Go to the Bistai Badlands. It'll blow your mind.
Is that Utah?
No, Navajo Nation. Bistai is, I want to say, it's right on the border of New Mexico and Arizona. I don't know. Because there's not a way to get out there. I had a guy basically tell me what roads to take.
I know that feeling, though, because sometimes you look around. We used to play Window Rock a lot in Tuba City. Yeah.
We're on the air out there.
Oh, I love it.
The Care Air Show.
Love it.
It's the Navajo Nation has, it's its own nation.
I mean, of course.
So they have their own radio stations. And they picked us up to, I don't know, but they picked us up to do mornings on their, you know what the call letters are?
I don't know.
KNDN.
No way. That's hilarious. That's great.
K-N-D-N. I don't know if you can see this. Look at that.
That's hilarious. Is that no way?
That is real.
No, it's not real. Yes. Well, I know where I'm going.
It's
back to the Navajo Nation.
Yeah, and you can listen to Big D and Bubba on KNDN.
KNDN. Oh, my God. That's the best. We used to play there every year for many years, and we would play ball. Back when I could actually run up and down a court a little bit, but we used to get in some great games out there.
Oh, yeah.
And just pick up games. Oh, it was so fun. And great people.
So if you want to go see this, it's at Mott Haven Arts and Cultural Center in Hendersonville, Tennessee. And information you can get on, is it all on your socials, I'm assuming?
It is. Well, yeah, and also you could get on, stevewarner.com. But also Mott Haven, they call it MAC, Mott Haven Arts and Cultural Center. Look at their website. They're open every day but Monday. They're not open on Mondays. But, get out there. It's an old antebellum home that they've changed into a gallery. And it's really cool.
Well, congratulations, your first own Only You.
Have you one more silly question? Have you, because I know like songwriters, you get inspired by things. Somebody says something and you're like, "Oh, I got to file that away, or I got to write this down, or I have to text myself, or whatever you do." Is it the same thing? Have you sent like an inspiration to yourself or saved it somewhere and then said, "No, I don't want to write a song about that. I want to paint it," or vice versa.
Well, I keep a sketchbook all the time. I usually have two or three going, and Garrett probably knows what I'm talking about on that. That's kind of your go-to. And I sketch. Sometimes I'll see something, I'll sketch it out real fast, and then I'll make notes of, oh, that's cadmium orange kind of a color, or that's red ochre or whatever. But, yeah, I keep a notebook. And then I jot down song lyrics, too. Like if somebody says a word or phrase, and I go, "Ooh, that's a good song title." I'll jot that down too. But a sketchbook is, I love carrying or keeping one if you're traveling, you know. And I usually keep a couple of pencils and some colored pencils or whatever just to keep note of it.
What a wild man you are.
Thank you.
You're such a renegade. Excuse me, I need to get open my sketchbook.
You had to do that, didn't you?
That's all. it's good to see you, man. Hey,
good to see you guys.
Check it out. You can go to Steve's socials, or also you can just look up Mott Haven Arts and Cultural Center.
Steve Warner, thank you.
Thank you guys for having me.
Congrats. Oh, here we go. Sing along if you know the word.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can
listen to the regular show
on the radio
every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Let's go.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Thank you, Steve Warner.
I paint.